from the historic River Market in downtown Kansas City, Missouri, from the crystal blue waters of the Missouri River, it's Two Douchebags and a Microphone Podcast.
And now it's time for the Daily Douchebag Pledge.
Two Douchebags and a Microphone Pledge. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to download every show. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to grab family members' phones and download the show from there. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to go to public computers and download the show from there. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to laugh at all the unfunny jokes. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to lie to all my friends and tell them how good the show is. And finally, I, Joe, or Jane Listener, promise to visit Montrose, Missouri to take advantage of the power plant, campgrounds, and junkyard all within its quarter-mile radius.
Two douchebags and a microphone.
We talk Kansas.
This is Chicago. I am the most dangerous city in North America. You can't touch me.
Oh yeah? This is Kansas City here. Hold my beer, bitch.
Here at Two Douchebags and a Microphone, we don't stand behind our journalistic integrity. Go ahead and assume we got the story wrong. At least we admit it. Not like all those other guys, we can and will lie if it makes the story better. This is a voice guy from your favorite podcast, Two Douchebags and a Microphone. People often ask us how they can find us when doing a remote broadcast. One, smell. Go to the city market and start sniffing. Our aroma has been described as a mixture of flea powder for goats, Tabasco sauce, and old sock with dark fuzzy urine. Two, look for the spot absent of patrons. Three, the most telling sign is a crowd of patrons vomiting uncontrollably. 4. Just call us at 816-512-7717.
Hello, everybody. This is Two Douchebags and a Microphone. I am Mark.
And I am Rob.
So, Rob, there are a lot of different stories I want to get to, some interesting ones, and some that... Well, I don't know. You know what? I'll just go into one of them right now.
I got mine too.
Okay. A Southern California Police Department has been handcuffed by Lego after the toy company asked the agency to stop adding Lego heads to the cover of faces of suspects in images it shares on social media. Is that an L or... You know what? I need my damn glasses. I'm just going to call it Moretta. The Moretta Police Department has been using long Lego heads as emojis to cover people's faces in posts on social sites since at least early 2023. But the altered photos went viral last week after the department posted a statement about its policy, prompting several news articles and later the request from Lego. Why the covered faces? The department wrote March 18th on an Instagram post that featured five people in a lineup, their faces covered by Lego heads with varying expressions. The post went on to reference a California law that took effect January 1st, limiting departments in sharing mugshots on social media. The Moretta Police Department prides itself in its transparency with the community, but also honors everyone's rights and protections as afforded by law, even suspects, the department wrote. So, I guess Lego, I could go on, but I was intrigued by this story because I guess Lego, I rarely take the company's stance on something like this. I think it's frivolous, but I actually think it, I see their point. This is a children's game, and you're putting their heads on criminals. Do you see what they're saying?
And what? Here's what come to my mind.
Okay.
If they're criminals, why hide their face? Let everybody know who the hell they are. That's my opinion.
Yes. Yeah, that's kind of what I was... That wasn't exactly what I said, but I agree with that 100%, Rob. Yeah.
I'm just point blank.
No, me too. Now, the lineup thing I have a problem with. Because you have people in there that didn't do it. If one person did it, and you have five people there. You got four people that didn't do it, and you're showing their face on there. And it's easily for someone maybe take out a vendetta. Like, hey, I knew that guy that guy did that to. And they get the wrong person. Or you go for a job interview, and they go, I saw this guy somewhere. Where am I? Then they see his face up there.
Online.
Online. Sometimes.
I agree with that. I agree with that part.
Uh-huh.
But if they are the criminals, show their damn face.
The criminals I'm fine with.
Yeah.
The criminals I'm fine with.
But no, you're right. The ones that are just in the lineup that aren't actual criminal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no.
And also another thing is we do live in a society that is supposedly innocent until proven guilty. So on that, I think I would have to judge on the side of the people's rights again, because you could have it's been happened many times, many times, all the time. People that are innocent get accused of something they did not do. So, you know, I could understand them not wanting to have their picture on there either. So,
right.
I get it. So, anyhow. That story kind of intrigued me, and I kind of wanted to run it by you, Rob, and see what you thought. I think we're pretty much on the same page.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. And then I got another little story here I want your opinion on. The NFL season opening game featuring the Philadelphia Eagles will not be shown live on national television for the first time.
I know.
With Peacock exclusively streaming the game from their platforms. The season opener on September 6th will feature the Eagles with their opponents not yet announced. In the first ever game to be played in Brazil, it has been one of the many shock announcements made by the NFL this week, including the hip drop tackle change. That wasn't a shock. We knew they were going to change that, so I don't know what this article is talking about. And the kickoff rule was a shock. But the hip drop tackle, you knew they were going to outlaw that because that was injury.
Right.
And I agree with it. This greedy shit coming from the NFL, I do not agree with
them. Yeah, they're getting away from mainstream TV. They want to go to streaming. Not everybody streams. Some people have local TV still.
Exactly. And what it's doing is making people have to purchase it. And some people can't afford it.
Yeah. And luckily, I happen to subscribe to Peacock, so I'm already on that. But those of you that don't, I mean, you know, you got to spend on top of everything else you're already streaming, pay for.
Uh-huh.
You have to pay another $6 a month to get the Peacock.
I understand
that.
I'll go a step further, Rob. If I didn't get Peacock already, which I do, if I didn't get it already, I would not order it just out of principle. I would want to see that game, of course. I love football.
Right.
But I will not do it out of principle. I'll be like, no, you guys want to get that greedy? I'm not going to be a part of it. Fuck you guys. You know, you're already getting on the
app. You can always order it and delete it.
Yeah, that's true. You get a 30-day free trial.
You get the free trial.
I suggest everybody do that. Get the free trial, then delete it the day after.
Get the free trial, then delete it, then maybe they'll learn.
Yeah, maybe.
Because, I'm down here in the middle of sticks. Mm-hmm. I don't get local TV. But I know for a fact you do up there, and you can watch the Chiefs games. You're in their hometown.
Yes. Yeah.
But they want to show this game, you know, they want to show games on streaming services.
Yeah, right. which I think is bullshit. And another thing is...
In other words, they're trying to do away with regular TV.
And it's really hurting football, too. And here's what I go by. I go to work, and there's like 10 people I talk football with constantly. Okay?
Yeah.
Except the Thursday night game. A lot of people don't get the Amazon Prime, and they don't care. It's apathy. I'm like, hey, did you see that play tonight? You know, so-and-so did what? Like, oh yeah, that's right. There's a game on. It's on, I forgot even what platform it's on. I was on Amazon Prime. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of apathy involved in that. And also the games were stinkers. I mean, virtually every one of them were sucky games anyhow. Let's say they're good games. I still don't think people care enough to go order Amazon Prime to see the games, because I've seen it firsthand the last couple of years. Like I said, there's 10 people
that talk Thursday night game. Those are the worst damn games.
There's two people out of the 10 that go, oh, yeah, I saw that, man. Oh, it was badass at one play. Everyone else is kind of like, oh, yeah, that's right. There's a game tonight. Went there. Yeah, okay. And then they talk about something else like the weather. So that tells me right there, to me, that's a mistake. So we're going to see how this game does, because you're not always going to have Patrick Mahomes to save you, NFL. And I'm talking about the Peacock, you know, the playoffs being on NBC, or not being on NBC, but being on Peacock last year, and them having a record-breaking number of people. That's because Patrick Mahomes is on it. And everybody wants to see this guy because he's probably the best football player ever. So,
here's what I'm interested in. When I read that story the other day, it said that the opponent was yet to be announced.
Yes. Yeah. They could put the Chiefs in there.
Generally, doesn't the world champions play first game?
They did last year.
And they have in years did past.
They did the year before. I think you're right, Rob. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Both of
them
Normally,
first games. Game of the year goes to the world champions.
Okay.
Been like that for years.
Okay, then. Well, then that's what their plan is.
Let's see if the Chiefs are there.
Well, because it has Mahomes and now Kelsey. Well, also, I left something out. The Kelsey... Taylor Swift factor too helped sell a lot of people on the Peacock network last year too. So let's say you start having more games that are not Chiefs related. I want to see how well they do, because I have a feeling it's not going to go over as well as they thought it would. So I mean,
good point.
Look, people aren't going to pay something.
There, Mark.
You know,
I did not think of that.
Another thing is. My cousin from Canada, he's really into soccer. Canada, they have football, and they do have a lot of football fans and a lot of NFL fans there, but soccer is still their mainstay. And the first thing that my cousin Metaxas kept saying to me is, because he got into it because of the Chiefs, you know, and he comes to Kansas City every now and then, and he's got a root and interest now, right? And the first thing he said to me is, there's too damn many commercials. It's hard for me to keep into the game. And he is right.
Yeah.
He's absolutely right. Yeah. So this is a guy trying to switch over from soccer because we have a mutual interest in it. You know, he comes to Kansas City, and like he lives in Ontario, Woodstock, Ontario. But his second city is kind of Kansas City, or his city in the United States is Kansas City, you know, by default, because his first cousin, you know, lives here. And that's the first thing he said. He goes, man, I'm trying to watch this damn game, but there's so many commercials I keep losing interest. And I'm like, you know what? I never even thought about that. People trying to switch, trying to watch the game.
You're right.
Taylor Swift fans wanting to watch the game. And they're going, another State Farm commercial? Is there going to be a game that happens sometime here? Or am I just wasting my time? So we're going to see. This is going to be very interesting, because I think that this is going to backfire just by the stuff that I just said, that I've noticed, that I personally put the data in my brain and kind of kept to myself and was kind of mulling it over and thinking about it. I think it's a bad thing, and I think that they're ruining the sport. They better watch it. I think they're on a shallow ice right now. So, okay, you got anything
here's
else?
What I've Go always...
On. Okay.
I'm kind of like you along with the timing of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have four quarters, which is 15 minutes. That's an hour.
Yes.
How the hell do they turn it into 3 hours?
Sometimes 3.5 hours.
Yeah. See what I mean?
Well, okay.
I understand you have injuries, and you know, you have to take timeouts. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But you take three times as long. I would say that's commercials.
Most of it is. Most of it is.
I mean, that's what we watch. A lot of commercials during the game.
Yeah. Yeah, most of it is commercials. Yeah.
Well, cousin from Ontario, Canada, I understand you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and I was kind of like going, wow, I never really thought about someone just now trying to get to the sport and trying to, you know, get kind of endear it more and get to liking it more. And he's kind of like, I'm having a hard time following this, Mark. There's so many commercials.
Yeah, with all the interruptions.
Yeah, and then you got a pivotal, you got a pivotal point where it's like fourth and one late in the fourth quarter, and you're on your 40-yard line. It's fourth and one. You have a minute left, and you're 2 points down. You know, and then all of a sudden, you get 10 minutes of commercials before they even get to the fourth down play, and then if they make it, then they go to more commercials. And then they come back, and it's just, it's ridiculous is what it is.
Yeah, the last minute takes 15 minutes.
Yeah, and how many commercials are they going to have on Peacock? People are paying for it. They shouldn't have any, in my opinion, if it's a subscription service.
They do.
Netflix doesn't.
They do.
Yeah, I know. It's bullshit. They're going to have the same amount of commercials.
I watched the game on Peacock. There is commercials.
And there's just as many.
Not quite as many. Not quite as many.
You see, I didn't have to watch it. I had Peacock, but I didn't have to watch it on Peacock this year because all of them are televised locally, and I watch it on the local affiliate because I don't want to give Peacock any ratings from them because it pisses me off because they're selling it. So,
I just like some of the shows that are on there. I mean, I can watch some shows on there I can't watch elsewhere.
No, me too. I agree with that, and that's why I have it. But it pisses me off because how about Amazon Prime? You're not watching those games, are you?
Honestly, all the streaming services are about the same. They really are.
Yeah, well, Amazon Prime, the only reason I have it, honestly, is because I have Amazon Prime to order stuff. You get the overnight delivery and you get the free delivery and all that.
Right.
To me, I get so many things from Amazon, from dog food to light bulbs or whatever, and you get them for just as good a price as anywhere else you can get them, basically, unless you want to buy a bunch of them at a bulk store like Costco or Sam's Club or something. To me, it's worth it to have that membership. That's the only reason I get it is because I already have the membership. But if I didn't already have the membership, I would not buy it just to watch the Thursday night game. I would be like these other people at work that I normally talk football with, and then I say something about the Thursday nighter, and they're like, I didn't watch it. You know, it's kind of apathetic. So, anyhow, Rob, I agree with all your points, too. Very good points.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We'll see what happens. So, Rob, you got something you want to talk about?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to keep it in the sports world. I'm just going to a different sport.
Okay.
8-time All-Star center Brittany Griner has re-signed with the Phoenix Mercury.
Yeah, she was the lady that was imprisoned in Russia.
If anyone's
wondering. So go ahead.
The WNBA did not disclose terms of the contract late Friday night. However, multimedia outlets reported the free agent was given a one-year deal that the Mercury officially will announce next week. Griner, 33, returned last season after missing the 2022 campaign while being detained in a Russian jail on a drug-related charge. She averaged 17.5 points, 6.3 rebounds, 2.2 assists, and 1.6 blocks in 31 games. All starts in 2023. Actually, the Phoenix Mercury is who she started out with.
Yeah.
They went ahead and re-signed her, giving her another chance.
I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
Yeah.
And you go on, Rob.
No, that was the end of it.
Okay. There's a lot of opinions I have on this whole thing, and I'm not going to go there. Because this is dick jokes. So,
I would just mention she's back in the States.
No.
Signed with Phoenix. You know.
That's a legitimate story, and I'm.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, me.
I'm
just going to glaze right over it. This is dick jokes. This is not a political show. I have a lot of opinions on it, and you guys will never hear it because I promise this is dick jokes. So, anyhow, you know something, Rob? This is pretty cool. Mount Everest climbers must have to pick up their own poop as the mountain festers in shit. Did you know this?
No, I did not.
Yeah. Well, they... okay, so basically, a lot of people... Now it's kind of like become a fad to go climb Mount Everest, right? People love it. They're like, oh, yeah, you know. And with social media and all that, you know, people are like taking selfies of them up on the top, smiling. I did it, you know. And then another cool thing, some cancer patients that just beat cancer, they do that too, which I'm highly in favor for. I think that's great, you know. That, you know, they're kind of like, I kicked cancer's ass, now I'm on top of Mount Everest. I think that's great for the psyche of someone beating cancer, and I think that's great for them going on with the rest of their life and trying to get that horrible disease in their past and not in their future. I think that's a great thing. But evidently, people have been just taking shits all over the mountain, and it's starting to fester, and it's like messing with wildlife. So, now... They must, when you go up there, they check you. If they see you, they check you, make sure that you have some poop bags on you to make sure that if you have to shit, you're shitting in that, you know, you're picking it up with that baggie, kind of like a dog. You got anything you want to add to that, Rob?
Not really.
Yeah. There you go. Wrapped up in a little bow from two douchebags and a microphone. If you're going to climb Mount Everest, make sure you have a shit bag with you. So, with that being said, let's go ahead and take our first break and come back with some other stories. That sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, we will be right back.
Tomorrow morning, while grinding your coffee beans for your double mocha latte, remember to not get your genitals caught in the grinder. It really hurts. And who can afford plastic surgery? Stay safe, everyone.
And now, Deep Thoughts with Mark.
Does a straw have one hole? Or does it have two? I may never know.
Introducing Rob Rad's new book, How to Track Your Enemy by Scent. That's right, smell your enemy before they get you. Order this gem now and get a free virtual tour of Rob's secret bunker in Camdenton, Missouri. Also receive a free copy of his new book, How to Clean Raw Sewage for Food.
When you're young, you sneak out of the house to go to parties. When you're old, you sneak out of parties to go home.
Brick Shithouse Energy Drink. That's right, Brick Shithouse Energy Drink. Make that a little girl. Chew off your balls. You want to fuck shit up? You want to fall asleep across America? Brick Shithouse is for you.
Please enjoy Brick Shithouse Energy Drink responsibly. It's not readily available anywhere because of liability issues.
Two douchebags and a microphone invade your ear holes in... Hey! Who took a dump in the cooler?
Our constant pursuit for a real knee slapper. It's strange insults from an alien. Real hilarity.
Real IQ. Isn't even room temperature.
And we are back. Two douchebags and a microphone. I'm Mark.
And I'm Rob.
Rob, you got anything going on for Easter tomorrow?
I thought I did, but that plan got canceled. So, probably not much.
Well, you told me earlier?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
I'm going to do housework and maybe spend some time with my neighbor. She took her granddaughters home today, so.
Will you have time to check your email tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, I am initiating this campaign, Send Rob Nudes for Easter campaign. I think it's a nice thing to do. I think it's the right thing to do. I mean, I'm not making fun of, this is Jesus' day. I'm not making fun of it. Nothing like that. Worship Jesus and all that. But, I mean, think of poor Rob that has nothing to do after you get done worshiping and thanking Jesus and God and everything. Then, if you feel like it, send Rob a nude because he's going to be at home and doing housework. Right?
Whatever.
Oh, okay.
Getting ready for the Monarch podcast. Yeah, it's going to be a typical Sunday.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Well, yeah. Rob, I got an I Call Bullshit.
Okay.
All righty.
Oh, no. It looks like someone's on their high horse again. It's another episode of I Call Bullshit. Bullshit.
I am going to call bullshit on Pepsi.
Okay.
Okay. The other day, Pepsi came out with their brand new flavor that's supposedly coming out. It is IHOP-inspired pancakes and syrup Pepsi. The thing that makes me think it's bullshit is it's going to debut April 1st. I smell bullshit. Rob?
The date.
Yeah, April 1st. They come out with a press release, I believe 2 days ago, that said, hey, we got a new Pepsi flavor coming out. It's going to be IHOP-inspired stack of pancakes with a syrup-flavored Pepsi. Number one, that sounds like a horrible idea. Number two, it's coming out on April 1st. I'm sniffing this one right now, guys. I don't care if they play it off all day. It's bullshit, I think. What do you think?
I think it is, too, but hey, you never know.
You know what? It could be the old wag the dog deal, you know, where you're like, oh, man, you know what? I'm on top, like people like me, going, April 1st. Okay, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for letting me know. And then all of a sudden, it is a real flavor. Okay, let's say it is a real flavor. Would you try it?
I might.
I want to say no, but out of morbid curiosity, I might try it. And then just so I can take a dump on it. Man, it was horrible. Well, I can't stand it.
Yeah, the maple syrup, that might go pretty good with Pepsi. I never thought of that.
You know, I had from Quebec, Canada, maple syrup, sugar, Coca-Cola. Now, you know, they make sugar out of pure cane. They make sugar out of beets. Right. They make sugar out of corn syrup. They make sugar out of maple syrup. So this is the sugar that they refine from the maple syrup. And it was really good. So, actually, you have a really good point there, Rob. It could be good because I found a local distributor to where I can get that. I can get the maple sugar from Quebec, Canada, Coca-Cola if I want. It's a little pricey, so I don't buy it. I think it's like $6 a bottle. So, I'm like, I don't want it that bad. But, I mean, if I ever feel like having it again, I know a place I can get it at. So, it must be doing okay. So, you know what? You're right. It might be good. I know. Okay. Well, anyhow.
Well, yeah, but you're talking, you try it with Coke, but you make towards Pepsi, which is a little sweeter yet.
Yeah, you...
It might be a pretty good mixture. I would try it.
Since Pepsi is so sweet anyhow, it might just get along really good in that type of a format, actually. You're right, Rob.
I'm thinking, along with the Pepsi. Hey, Coke, maybe not so much, but Pepsi, it's sweeter and syrupier. Yeah, I think it would go good.
Okay.
My opinion.
Well, okay, so I guess we'll find out, unless, in fact, it is bullshit.
Just don't
throw
the pancake flavor in it.
That's a good. That's actually, yeah, you're right. If they throw the pancake flavor in it, it's probably not going to be any good. So
just the syrup.
Yeah, just the syrup. So, Rob, you got a story you want to go to? And after that, I got an interesting one. They did a poll of yard beers.
Yeah, actually, I got a little long one.
All righty, go ahead.
That's one I ran across. I found kind of interesting.
All right.
10 things men should never say or do around women.
Everybody pay attention. Or all the guys.
First one. Let's call it what it is. If Aunt Flo doesn't visit you, you don't know her. Saying things like, you're acting hormonal, or is it your time in a month or something? When a woman gets upset with you is reckless behavior, guys. Chances are, if it makes her mad during her time of the month, it will probably make her mad otherwise, too.
Agreed.
Next, husbands and boyfriends, feel free to babe and honey your wives and girlfriends. But if you're some random dude calling women you just met sweet cheeks, 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to make her uncomfortable.
Or my favorite, toots. Hey, what's up, toots?
Yeah. If you don't know, if she's not your girlfriend, wife, don't call her pet names.
Yeah, I
agree. Except for maybe darling. Darling, I understand.
Darling's kind of a southern slang.
I get that. I call a lot of women darling.
As a matter of fact, innocent. I hear more women calling men darling than the other way around, actually. I know a lot of women.
I leave off the G, it's darling.
Yeah, you know? Yep, that's the southern way of saying it, yes.
Right.
Yeah, okay, I get that.
Okay, next up. Weaponized incompetence is entirely played out.
Okay.
Don't be a lazy sad sack and lay on the couch while you watch the woman of the house do all the housework. You might think you're flying under the radar, and maybe you've convinced yourself that she doesn't want your help because she likes things done a certain way. But just as you don't feel like helping out, she may not feel like doing it either. Teamwork leads to less work for each individual overall and allows more room to spend quality time together once the chores are finished.
And Rob, I got the perfect system for that too. Okay, what heavy stuff do you need out of the way to accomplish this, hon?
Right.
That's it. You get all the heavy stuff out of the way, and they're great.
Just
like, hey, thanks. Let them do their magic. Let them put their magic touch. Yep.
Don't lay your ass on the couch watching sports.
Oh, that's a good way to get in trouble.
You live there, too. You help them make the mess.
Yep.
Get up off your ass, dude.
Yep.
I'm that way. Okay, next up. If you're still doing this, please stop. Seriously, women of the world, take to the comments and let us know if you got with a guy who catcalled you from his car while you strolled the sidewalk. No one? Nothing? Huh? Imagine that? Guys, quit the catcalls. It's stupid.
Yeah.
Never get you nowhere.
All it does is make a woman feel creepy and not want to be with you.
It was one thing in the 80s. It's different in 2020.
Well, what it does is it it screams desperation.
Right.
Yeah, don't ever be that.
Okay, next. Men are doing these things so often that we've had to create terms for them, according to the Merriam-Webster. The dictionary.
Yeah.
Mansplain. Of a man to explain something to a woman in a condescending way that assumes she has no knowledge about the topic.
Like a car, when you go, okay, Hunter, telling him about football. Now, you see, this little guy right here, he's going to go over there, and he's going to try to stop this guy right here. None of that. Am I right?
Yep, exactly. Okay, and now there's another one. Manspreading.
Okay.
The act or practice by a man of sitting with the legs spread wide apart as in a public seating area in a way that intrudes of the space of others. If a woman doesn't outwardly roll her eyes at you as you mansplain things to her, she's absolutely doing it internally. And stop sitting in public seating spaces in such a way that makes it seem like your one goal is to take up as much space as humanly possible. It's just plain rude.
Well, if there are people next to you in the seat, yes. If they're spread out everywhere, I don't see what's wrong with getting comfortable, to be honest.
Yeah, well, when you're a guy...
Now, if someone comes into the room...
You're sitting there, you got your legs spread, your junk's hanging.
Well, I'm not talking about open spread eagle, like as wide as you can. What I'm talking about is being somewhat comfortable if no one's around you. Now, if someone's coming in the room, you go ahead and buckle up like they're going to sit next to you. That way you're not like giving them the feeling like you don't want them next to you. See what I mean? You got to be courteous about
what
it.
What they're saying is you just sit there, legs just wide open.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I get that.
That way when
it's
people
sloppy
walk by,
looking.
They don't have to look at your crotch.
Yeah, and it's also slobby looking, too. It looks like this guy has no posture, has no pride. He's just like a sloth. He just lays there. So I get that,
right.
Too. Yeah. Okay.
Never mind. I got it.
Okay.
Okay. Next up. Sometimes women are void of facial expressions, and sometimes that come across as RBF. I don't know what the hell that means.
Let me see if
it just says RBF. In any case, women don't want to be told that they need to smile more. Smiling should be genuine, should it not?
Agree.
As one Redditor explains, they tell you to smile and call you rude if you don't. But if you smile, they then think it's flirting and you get blamed for leading them on.
That's true. Resting bitch face is RBF.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I didn't know. I didn't either.
Know
what that was.
I didn't either.
Okay, next step. It's definitely possible that if a woman is being nice to you, she might be romantically interested in you. But it should never be perceived as the defining force for you to pursue her that way. Bide your time and make sure you're getting an appropriate read on the signs before acting on them. Because sometimes women truly are just being nice with no underlying intentions.
Yeah.
I get a lot of that, dude. Especially the older we are. You know, now that we're older, yeah. I don't know if I can even find a date. Who knows?
Well, your bracket right now, the bracket.
But they're all nice. They're all nice. Just, yeah. You know.
The bracket you're choosing from right now is a tough one, Rob. Because, I mean, you have a lot of women that got out of a long relationship but don't want another one. When they're 50-something, they're like, you know, I'm riding the rest of this life without
it. Well, and being in your 50s, then you move up to the widows. You know, and
the bracket you're in right now, a lot of women are like, you know what, man, that guy was such a dickhead. I don't need one. It's not like they're wanting to have children. It's not like they're that sexually active. It's not like they need the companionship. So a lot of women just choose their independence. They're just like, you know what, I'm not going
to be honest, I'm really not looking right now either. I'm too busy working on myself.
See?
You know?
See, there you go. Yeah, it's the bracket that you're in right now. If you're in a younger bracket, it probably wouldn't be as... so hard to look around and find, you know, a suitable, you know, companion. But the bracket you're in is kind of a tough one. So, anyhow.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is.
Yep.
Okay, next. I've got 1, 2, 3 more.
Okay.
Real quick ones.
Cool.
If you shoot your shot and a woman turns you down, there is no need to go on a rampage. Do you have any idea how much of a buffoon you look like when you're sweet-talking her 1 second and the moment she isn't interested, you're calling her every bad name in the book?
Yeah, I've seen that done before, and it is ugly. It's
I
like,
have too.
Yeah, it's
a lot
like
of bars.
Just wipe yourself off and go home. Just be like, okay, I got denied. I've done it before. I had to eat shit. And a lot of times I'd just be like, okay, I'm out. And that's it.
Okay, and here at 9, you might make a raunchy joke to a woman who laughs about it, or you might really enrage her. We're going to go out on a limb and assume that more often than not, you're either going to wind up making her mad or just plain uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And I've had that. I've heard guys make some sort of raunchy joke before at work in a public setting. And then the woman comes around and goes, man, that guy's a douche. Did you hear what he said? And I'm like, yeah, I thought he was just joking. Well, that's not a joke. You know, so yeah, that's true.
And this goes out to all women that listen to us. We do not aim our jokes at you.
Yeah. Oh, hey, real quick. Hi, Opal.
Hey,
hi, Grandma Opal. Hi, Jimmy.
Yeah, hi, Grandma. Hi, Jimmy. But have you noticed how many women emails we get?
Yeah. Yeah, they like the show. I can't believe it.
Dude, I love it.
I really thought we were doing a male skewing show. I really did, but it's...
We've had a lot of women emails.
I know. I would say it's about half and half, which completely floors me. Because of our subject matter and the crudeness of our bits and sometimes us, I really thought women would not want to hear this. So, anyhow, I would love to... I got to find a way to break down the demographic, like what age are the average person... the average male and the average female that listens.
Right.
There's no way to do that I know of right now for a podcast. But I can't wait till they can start doing that. Like maybe you get in a service where they have to like put their information in. Then maybe you'll be able to get it. But I mean, speaking of services, you know, the people that are looking at us, there's like two of them now. The third one's dropped out because they basically said that you guys are crude, and that's not what we're into. So, anyhow, so that's a little update on that. The other two people are still...
That's where we are.
Yeah, that's what I told them. I said, this is what it is, and if you don't like it, that's fine. If you don't choose to do business with us, that's fine. And they were nice about it. They're like, okay, good, you know, good luck. So, anyhow, do you have one more, I think?
Yeah, 10.
Okay.
And let the trumpets blow, because pretty much every man knows this one. I hope, if not, you're a retard.
Oh, mentally handicapped, slow.
Yeah, slow. You're mentally handicapped. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, Rob is very sorry. He was just joking with the R word. Anyhow, go ahead.
Raise your hand if you're a woman who has been mad at a man. Keep your hand up if that man told you to calm down during your argument. Keep it up if you actually calmed down when he said that. Look at that. We lost everyone all at once. This never works. Don't do it.
Right you are, Rob. Help.
Dude, you tell a woman to calm down. You might as well just...
Go ahead and pitch a tent.
Go ahead, find your divorce lawyer.
Pitch a tent in your backyard. Because that's where you're going to be staying for a while, for the foreseeable future.
Well, actually, you're going to bail her out of jail for whipping your ass first.
Yeah, yeah. Then you're going to go to the backyard and pitch a tent. Yeah, yeah. And while you're filing your divorce papers. All right.
Yeah.
Great article, Rob. Let's be right back here in a couple minutes. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. That's the plan.
The apocalypse just happened. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. But we can tell you what you can eat.
On most of these apocalypse series, we tell you what plants you can eat in case of an apocalypse and you have to go out to your yard for food. Well, this one is going to explain to you the plants you may be aware of to not eat. Plants that could be toxic usually might have milky white sap, thorns, spines, or fine hairs, or leaves or stems. Pods with bulbs, beans, or seeds. Stems or trunks that have an almond scent. Three-leaf foliage growth. Also be aware of intensely bitter or sappy flavor. Foliage reminiscent of dill, parsley, or carrot.
Oh Lord, that man just sawed a puppy in half.
Hey there, don't worry, I have a clown nose.
Oh no, that drunk guy just hit my child.
It is okay, I have a clown nose.
Clown nose, just put one on and you can do anything. Wanna run for office? Murder people in public? Just grab a clown nose and bam, everyone laughs.
Clown noses are sold at gag stores online and pedophile conventions. Grab one today and make magic happen.
And now, Deep Thoughts with Mark.
Let's see. If I identify as a dog and I start wandering around the block without a collar on, could animal control come by and pick me up? I may never know.
Now it's time for pickup lines from a loser.
Hey girl, do you work at Subway? Cause you just gave me a foot long.
Oh shit. What's that over there?
Oh no. It's the island of horrible jokes.
A panic-stricken man explained to his doctor, "You have to help me. I'm shrinking." The doctor said, "I will. You have to be a little patient."
Hey, look. I think we found land. Oh my God, I think we're safe. Oh no. It's the island of horrible jokes.
I'm afraid for the calendar. Its days are numbered.
Introducing Rob Rad's new book, How to Track Your Enemy by Scent. That's right, smell your enemy before they get you. Order this gem now and get a free virtual tour of Rob's secret bunker in Camdenton, Missouri. Also receive a free copy of his new book, How to Clean Raw Sewage for Food.
And now, Deep Thoughts with Mark.
Sure wish my inner voice sounded just like Morgan Freeman. That'd be cool. And anyone else that happens to listen to this program, no matter where you are in this world, we love you.
Next up, things overheard in hell.
Baseball's third season of the year begins tonight. Yay!
Two douchebags and a microphone. I'm Mark.
And I'm Rob.
Okay. Okay. Rob, do you know
what? My daughter's trying to call again.
Oh.
She knows I'm podcasting. Yeah.
And just call her back afterwards. Do you want us just to?
I'll call her when we get done.
Okay. All right. Do you know what yard beers are, Rob?
No.
They're the cheap beers. A way that a lot of clubs up here, bars, restaurants, the cheaper ones like Natty Light and Old Milwaukee and they call them yard beers. And
okay, well, I don't go to bars much anymore, so yeah,
okay. Well, they've been dubbed yard beers, and it's just like a generalization to let you know that they're one of the cheaper beers, and it's chic to drink them in some bars. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the end thing. Like we used to get Falstaff from a friend of ours in St. Louis because they quit selling it altogether now. And we used to sit out in the parking lot at Buzzard Beach, and everyone used to come over and have a Falstaff. Even though it tastes like paint thinner with Drano in it, we had a Falstaff out in front of Buzzard Beach just because it was Falstaff. It was rock gut, and we thought it was funny. You see? So a lot of people drink these cheap beers because they think it's cool or whatever. So anyhow, here's a poll of yard beer taste tests. Okay? And I'm going to tell you the beer and how well it did in the taste test. All right. The first one, the beer that did the best, and this is the boomers and the Xers, not the younger ones. 60% of the tested people preferred Olympia.
Oh, that's an old school one.
Yeah, and I've always liked Olympia. I thought it was kind of smooth for a
trooper
beer.
Oh, yeah, I have too.
Yeah, Olympia won it by 60%.
God, I didn't even know they were still around.
It's still around. I don't know if it's around in our area. I haven't seen it in a while, but
I'm gonna see if I can find it.
I'll look it up online. Usually, these beer companies, whoever makes it now, have like an indicator, a locator, where you can put in Missouri, you can put in your zip code. It'll tell you how close Olympia beer is. I know Yuengling does that. There's other beers I can't think of who it is now, but I know Yuengling does that. They do a locator. It'll tell you the closest place to your zip code to get that beer at, right? 59% right behind Olympia is Hams. I agree with that. Hams is great beer.
Oh, yeah. I loved Hams when I was younger. I did.
Yeah, I don't know why Hams fell out of favor. It's still a fantastic beer.
From the land of the sky blue waters.
You remember the Beer Bear?
Yeah, the bear, man.
Yeah, the Beer Bear.
I had a ham shirt in.
I've got one.
You know?
I've got one somewhere around here. It's probably next to my Aussie shirt of Aussie taking a dump. And I'm not kidding. Okay. 55% of these beer drinkers that were polled preferred Pabst Blue Ribbon. I agree with that. I like Pabst too.
Actually, in the last few years around Missouri and Kansas, PBR has made a major comeback. They are a major name now. They're not a low-dollar beer no more.
Let me give you a little history about Pabst Blue Ribbon. Okay, Pabst Blue Ribbon was known as everybody's grandpa's beer, right, in the 80s and 90s? And it didn't do so well. They were bought by another brewing company in the early 2000s, I believe, or the late 90s. They didn't have any money for budgeting, okay? But all they could do, and I was a witness to this, I was at Buzzard Beach and some of the other bars around Westport, and they would do what's called guerrilla marketing. they had these hot chicks come in with jean shorts cut off, cowboy hats, and big cowboy boots and big belt buckles, and they would buy the whole bar around a Pabst. And then after they bought the whole bar around a Pabst, well, right before this, everybody put in the Pabst kegs. They started doing it draft instead of, you know, and now they sell it bottles and cans. But they started doing it draft at all these places, getting it in there for a draft beer. So these hot chicks come in, they blow this whistle, get everyone's attention. Everybody, a Pabst on us. So the whole bar gets a Pabst. And then they start giving away swag. They gave away t-shirts, hats, belt buckles. Yeah. And that's how they made it back. And the last I knew, there was the big three, and that was, you know, Anheuser-Busch, Miller Coors, and who's the other one? Shit. Anyhow, there's three big brewing companies, and and then Pabst was a distant fourth because of their guerrilla marketing. It worked very well. Then all of a sudden, Pabst on the Generation Xers, I don't know about the younger ones, became their preferred beer for a while. You know, you go into a place and you'd be like, eh, I don't want a Bud. I don't want a Coors. Oh, hey, you got Pabst. I'll take that. Because Pabst was the end thing, because these hot chicks came in there and gave you a belt buckle and bought you some Pabst. All of a sudden, it became the hot thing. And it worked very well. Camel used to do something like that, too. Camel cigarettes. But then they outlawed coming in and giving away cigarettes. So, okay, anyhow, 54% preferred Old Style. Hey, I'm not much of an Old Style fan. I've had it. It's
that's stuff I heard my dad drink. I haven't been a fan of. That's an old one.
But they still got 54%. I mean, that's still pretty
good.
Yeah.
Wow! I didn't know they still had a following.
I didn't either. I know they're really big in like Chicago and Milwaukee and up north. I think Minneapolis, they might have some of it there, but they don't really sell it that much around here. It's not on draft.
Yeah, see, we're in the Midwest, so, yeah. Yeah.
I was surprised Yuengling has taken off so well, because that's an Eastern beer, and the only reason I knew about it is because I used to work on the coast so much. So, anyhow, and I love the beer from that. So, anyhow, 53%. Wait for this. Wait for it. Buckhorn.
No doubt. Oh, my God. Yeah. Buckhorn.
Yes. Buckhorn. I knew.
I stole many, many of them from my dad's refrigerator.
My dad didn't drink, but anybody's dad that drank.
My dad did. Well, he wasn't a big... He'd drink two to six a night, you know, and then he'd get together with friends on the weekends. But
it must have been really reasonably priced, because
I never
seen
my dad drunk, though.
Maybe it wasn't that much alcohol in it. I don't know. But
he was a short, stout dude that was in the Navy during Nam, so yeah.
Yeah, he could handle his buckhorn.
He handled himself.
But everybody I knew that their dads drank, they would at least every now and then have buckhorn. So, okay, 53% preferred Lone Star.
I love Lone Star.
It's pretty good. Lone Star evidently was started by Anheuser-Busch to compete down in Texas, and now they're owned by somebody else. I forgot who. But I had no idea they had any affiliation with Anheuser-Busch for years. But yeah, they were started by
them. I was getting them when I was living in Branson.
Oh.
There was a few restaurants that had Lone Star.
Oh, okay.
And dude, I love them. They were right in between the two beers I was drinking at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I was drinking Budweiser, but then to switch it off, I drink Miller Lite.
And Lone Star
and
was
tell
right
you what,
there.
You drink a Lone Star, it's like right in between the two.
Oh, that's cool.
It.
Okay.
Yeah. And,
well, it's really
and
hard
I had
to find
always
now.
Dreamed of drinking a Lone Star.
You can still get it, probably in liquor stores, I'd imagine. Probably not very many other places carry it. Not around here. In Texas, you can get it everywhere. 52% liked Stroh's. Remember Stroh's?
That's another old school name.
Yeah, I used to love Stroh's when it was Fire Brewed.
Oh, yeah.
It's not Fire Brewed anymore. But when it was fire brewed, it was one of the best beers we had. It was fantastic.
Yeah, still back in the day, it was still a cheap beer, but we still drank the hell out of it.
Yeah, remember we used to get in bottles from Linwood?
Yeah,
the little store. Yeah.
Oh, Linwood, yeah.
Yeah, Linwood Superfoods. Yeah, oh, that was great. Yep, right next to old J&J.
I miss those girls.
Hotter than hell and nicer than hell. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Just the perfect combination.
And they knew they could count on us to protect them.
Oh, yeah. We go in there and go, hey, some guy's being a real dick.
We did a time or two.
Yeah, we did a few times. We had to flex our muscle around.
Everybody in Linwood grocery store was right next door to Justin Jim's.
Yep. Yeah, and that's where we bought all our booze at and everything.
Yeah.
So cool is
the employees and us knew each other very well.
And they started us a tab too. I'd be like, man, I'm out of dough, man, I need some beer. Okay, they write it down, and then payday, I'd go over there and cash my check. They go, all right, you got $50 taken out of this one. Okay, thank you. It was great. They don't do stuff like that anymore. But anyhow, I mean, they're not there anymore. But I'm talking about no place does anymore. 52% preferred Natty Light.
That's my beer right there.
I like Natty Light too.
That's what I'm. That right there is what I'm fighting right now.
And then 51%.
I'm doing good, by the way.
And 51. I'm glad you are. You sound better. 51% preferred Natty Light Ice.
Yeah, I don't like the ice.
Okay, well, it was really close. 52 like Natty Light and 51 Ice. So, okay. 49.
Yeah, they're right there together.
Here's one. 50% preferred Stroh's Light. I didn't even know they made a light. So,
okay, I remember they made a light back in the 80s.
Oh, then they probably still do. Okay, I didn't know. Okay.
I know they did back in the 80s. See, some of these beers I didn't know you could still get. I never see Stroh's.
Well, I think some are regional, but this panel that's put together, it's off of a website called Beer Inc., I believe.
Okay.
If I'm wrong on that, I apologize, but I thought it was Beer Inc., and they're all about beer, craft beers, right, you know, and all that. And they're the ones that did this poll. 49% preferred, wait for it, Stag.
What?
Stag. It had the
Stag?
It was like buckhorn. It had a deer on the front of it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm shocked this stuff's even still being made.
I know.
This is stuff from back in the 70s and early 80s.
I know. When I read this poll, I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe they remembered this stuff, and they still have it.
This is the stuff my dad and his buddies were drinking.
Well, I guess they're still around. They're yard beers now, so.
But that's how I know them.
I know, me too. It brings back memories. I used to steal from other parents this stuff. Yeah. 49% preferred Getz. You remember Getz?
Yeah.
Yep, that was made by Pearl Brewing Company out of Texas. Because I know, how do I know? You can buy 24 of them for $4. Berbilia is how you pronounce it, but it's like Berbilia. Yeah, Berbilia.
Berbilia,
yep. Anyhow, I used to get like a big... actually, I think it was like 30 of them.
Major liquor stores,
It was in a case of flat. It was in a flat. It has had six pack rings of flat. You can get them for $4. They're kind of hard to get out of there and stick in the little Pinto, but I did somehow. Remember the Pinto? really hard. I'm glad I never got ass-ended in that fucking thing.
I'm just going to laugh.
We can just move right along.
Yes, I remember the Pinto.
Everybody remembers the Pinto. 40%.
Well, some do. Some don't.
Some may not remember it too well. So
it depends on what night it was.
Anyway,
go ahead.
I could go into a couple. You know what? I'll move right on. 40% preferred Wiedemann. Remember Wiedemann?
Yeah.
Yep. 40% liked it. Okay. Yeah. Weedman was okay. To me, it was like a really crass Budweiser.
Yeah. It was like, it was more of a craft beer at the time.
Oh. Anyhow.
You know, in my opinion.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't particularly crazy about it, but it was okay. I could drink it in a pinch.
I wasn't either.
I could drink it in a pinch. 39%, and this is the last one for the boomers and X's, preferred Keystone. See, I didn't know Keystone was a yard beer. I thought Keystone costed more. I had no idea.
No, Keystone's a cheap beer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well then, all right. Well, it did the worst. 39% liked it. Which is interesting because I do see a lot of Keystone being bought.
Right.
But that's
right,
just
right,
around
right.
here.
I know a lot of people that drink Keystone.
Uh-huh.
And it seems like the difference between Keystone and Natty.
Uh-huh.
Keystone was more like a Coors Light.
It was made by Coors. It was made by Coors.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was made by Coors, so that would explain it.
Oh, that's right. They are, aren't they?
Or at least they were.
That explains it. They're more like a Coors Light instead of a...
That's why. They probably...
Bud Light or whatever.
It's probably the shit at the bottom of the kegs.
Because Natty is an Anheuser-Busch, so...
Yeah, and the other one is a Miller Coors.
Right.
Okay, Millennials and Gen Zs. Now, I know this first one. I got an answer to this first one right off. 75% prefer natural ice. You know why?
Natural ice.
Yeah. You know why? That's a college beer.
What?
It's a college beer. College kids drink Natty Ice and Natty Light. It's cheap. They can get it virtually anywhere. And they can get a lot, you know. So... That's why 75% of them prefer Natty Light. It's kind of like a fad. So, 49% preferred Keystone.
It's not a fad. It's affordable.
No, that's what I'm saying. And it became like chic to drink it. It became like the in beer because it was cheap and plentiful. It's a college beer now. 49% preferred Keystone. And that again...
I told you Keystone was right along there.
It's cheap, you're right. And so it, these are college beers. And then 45% preferred Pabst Blue Ribbon. That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, see, that's a stouter beer. That's what I like about Pabst.
I do too. I like the real... It's got a really bold flavor. So...
Yeah.
44%... prefer Old Style. That surprised me.
Gosh, it's been years since I've had Old Style. I don't even remember what it tastes like. I'm thinking, it was a stout.
It was a stronger beer, yeah.
It's been a while
since I had
beer,
it, too.
Huh?
I remember it being a stronger beer.
Well, yeah, with the name Stout, you know, come on.
Yeah. 43% preferred Old Milwaukee.
I see that.
Yeah. Yep. Old Milwaukee didn't even register on the Xers one. It's interesting.
No.
43% Milwaukee's best.
Wow, it hit the chart.
I was surprised it's not on the Xers.
Actually, Milwaukee's best was off Old Milwaukee, so...
It was Miller. It was a Miller product.
But anyway, back in the day, yeah, Milwaukee's best when it come out.
Uh-huh.
Shit, that was it. It was the cheap, you buy a suitcase less than $10, you know.
You see, I liked Old Milwaukee, and I'm surprised, Schlitz is on here, actually. Old Milwaukee and Schlitz used to be made by the same company.
My dad drank a lot of Old Milwaukee, too.
I liked Old Milwaukee over Milwaukee's best. Milwaukee's best tasted okay, but it gave me a headache.
Yeah, exactly.
49%, 43% Stroh's.
All right.
42% hams. Now remember, hams was the second most preferred for Xers. 42% dead even Olympia. And Olympia was the first for Xers and Boomers. Yes. Yeah, but Olympia's way down on the Millennials and Gen Zers.
Younger generation, they don't know.
41%, that's right, preferred Weedman. I'm surprised that even registered, honestly. I didn't think Weedman would do anything with the youngers. 32% Lone Star. I think I said 32. Did I say 32 or 42?
I think 32.
Okay. 32% Schlitz. You see, I'm surprised Schlitz wasn't... This is another one like Old Milwaukee. I'm surprised that the Boomers and Xers didn't have Schlitz up there. Because remember how popular Schlitz was for a while?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it really fell out of favor with our generation.
Even everybody joked about it. Schlitz,
yeah, but we still drank it. Yeah, it gave you the shits. It sounded like...
They were still selling the hell out of it back then.
I know. It really went straight
but
out of our generation.
We're talking about today.
That's right, and I think maybe distribution might be a problem with the Schlitz.
We're talking about our kids and grandkids here.
Yep, 32% of the Millennials and Zers prefer Getz. I don't really have an opinion on that, do you?
No.
32% like Buckhorn. Okay.
See, I didn't know you could still get that. It's got to be in a limited area.
I guess so.
I'd love to get some Buckhorn. If I get some Buckhorn, I'm
going to try it.
Hey, assholes, somebody send me some Buckhorn beer, please.
Hang on a second.
Just
okay, let me.
We're going to
look up. We're going to look up. We're going to look up Buckhorn beer here in a second. And 28 was rounded off the Zers and Millennials with Stag. So let's see here. I bet you I can find out about Buckhorn really quick. Let's see what Mr. Google has to say about Buckhorn beer. All right.
Do you want me to go into a story?
Yeah, go ahead while I'm doing this.
Because I have one you will be interested
Buckhorn
in.
Buckhorn is made by Pabst.
Oh! Blue Ribbon.
Yeah,
okay.
And so is Shiner.
I didn't know Buckhorn was still even being made. Anyway.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
I'm trying to get my mind off drinking. Come on, dude.
Oh, sorry, man. You know what? I shouldn't have done this.
Well, I'm allowed a few every now and then.
Okay.
I just I can't do it every day no more.
No, I'm glad you're not. So go ahead with your story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This shot me. American hard rock band Skid Row is introducing a new lead singer after parting with its previous frontman.
You want to hear my joke on that? I remember them. Go ahead.
This time, however, it's a front woman.
Oh,
yes.
Lizzie Hale.
You heard me right. Skid Row is about to get a woman lead singer. Lizzie Hale, the front woman of the band Hailstorm, will fill in as Skid Row's lead singer for 4 concerts.
I hope they come by close because I want to see that. I'm so excited about that. She's a great singer.
The Skid Row concerts featuring Hale are May 17th in Carterville, Illinois.
Okay, that's
May
not far.
May 18th in Riverside, Iowa. May 31st in Reno. And June 1st in Sacramento, California.
And that's it?
4 concerts.
Damn it, I thought it was going to be more than that. Riverside, Iowa is 4 hours and 41 minutes away. It's near the Tri-Cities, Cedar Rapids, and all that.
Dude, that would be awesome.
What day is it?
Let's see, May 17th, Carterville, Illinois.
Okay.
May 18th, Riverside, Iowa.
Okay, let's see if I can even even make that number one. May 18th. I'm already checking on this. Okay, May 18th is a Sunday. Yeah, that's possible. Yeah, we'll see.
Well, let me finish this last
okay
little bit here. Hale 40 becomes Skid Row's first female lead vocalist since the band was founded in Tom Rivers, New Jersey in 1986. She replaces previous vocalist Eric Grunwald, who joined the band in 2022, but was stepped down from his position to focus on his full recovery after being diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
Oh.
March 2021.
Oh, I didn't know that's why he was stepping down.
Yes.
Well, Skid Row hasn't done themselves any favors.
And Lizzie comes back, say, I'm stepping in for a few days as a lead singer of Skid Row.
You know, Skid Row hasn't done themselves any favor, Rob, because they have had like 30 lead singers in the last 10, 20 years. I mean, they just cannot keep a lead singer. Now, this one, there's a legitimate reason why he's not there.
Dude, right.
Yeah. But they went through so many different people, it's just, I don't care anymore. Now, Lizzie Hale, I care.
I think she would be a good placement.
I wish she would join him permanently.
Just saying,
but
her
I don't,
voice with like the old school, yeah. It'd be perfect.
Sebastian Bach had such a high register. I mean, she would do perfect.
That's what I'm saying. She would fit perfect.
Yeah, I mean, if I can't make it, I'm definitely going to look up YouTube and watch that, because that's going to be cool.
Oh, yeah, we definitely have to watch on YouTube.
Well, thank you, Rob. That's a great story. And I'm glad you reported on it, because I saw it and I decided not to. I don't know what the hell I was thinking now. I mean, that...
Hey!
It's fantastic. Cool.
I mean, I imagine we have a lot of listeners that like Skid Row, and we have a lot of listeners that like Hailstorm.
I know for a fact that Grandma Opal loves Skid Row. Maybe not. What were you saying? I'm sorry, Rob.
I don't know. You just lost me there.
Okay, sorry. Damn it. I did it again.
I'm sorry, Grandma. He did not mean that.
I derailed it. I mean...
I don't know. You might like Skid Row.
Yeah, maybe. Look, I already ran off Ruth Ann. You better go ahead and say an apology for me, Rob. Okay?
I'm thinking Grandma Opal would be more like into older country, you know.
Grandma Opal, you like Johnny Cash? We love Johnny Cash.
Yeah, Johnny Cash. Yeah.
Waylon Jennings. Let's see.
Tammy Wynette.
Yeah.
Tammy Wynette.
The original.
Loretta Lynn.
And the original Hank Williams. And maybe even the second. She might also like some of the second. Now, I love Hank Williams the third. He is great. Because he does all kinds of music. He does all of them. But anyhow, I'm pretty sure. Let's see who else. Chet. Damn it, what's his last name? Chet. Ritter. John Ritter's dad. Tex Ritter. Well, anyhow, you know what? We could go on and on. But you know, Opal, if you have some favorites you want to say, have Jimmy break off an email to us and let us know who they are.
Yeah. We're waiting to hear from you guys.
Yeah, I know. They haven't written me again after that, and I'm like, man, I want to hear from them. We talk about them every podcast. So
every night we say hello to them.
Yeah.
Every night.
I'm sure they're okay. I'm sure they just haven't gotten around to emailing us, and I hope they're still listening, because that's fucking cool.
We haven't offended them.
Man, our podcasts have actually mellowed out quite a bit. We're not nearly as filthy as we used to be, so I don't know.
Yeah. we start off strong, but you know what? We're bringing around. We're learning.
Yeah, yeah. We're bringing. We're saving our filthiness
we're,
for the
we're learning what people want to hear.
Yeah. Yep. So anyhow, and also I think it's a hell of a lot easier whenever people look at you. You know what I mean? Like the couple that are looking at us now. If we have podcasts like this as opposed to the other ones, I mean, we still do the Hairy Asshole Olympics, and then what's coming up tomorrow, the Who Eats Their Earwax, you know, stuff like that. But, I mean...
Yeah, man, we still got to be us.
Yeah, we still have to be us to a certain degree, but, you know... anyhow, but we can't bend too much because that's why we're on the internet. That's why we're in this... Well, I mean... Not like there's radio jobs out there anyhow, but I mean, if there was, it doesn't matter. We couldn't.
Yeah, we wouldn't fit in.
No. Nope.
We don't fit in with the FCC regulation.
We couldn't do the Hairy Asshole Olympics, and we'd have to do five songs in between each bit.
Oh.
Yep. So, yeah. Anyhow, all right. I think we're way over. I don't know, because I had to split it in halves. So.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. I'm at 118.
Okay, that sounds about right. So anyhow, thank you assholes for listening. Have a fantastic night, assholes.
Good night, assholes. Happy Easter tomorrow.
Oh yeah, yeah, happy Easter. And we will be doing another show tomorrow on Easter. The bunny does not stop us.
We will be here tomorrow night.
But I'm going to be on my best behavior because Easter is a day of Jesus rising. So I will
have to watch it tomorrow night.
Yes. If anyone's noticed, I have not done a bit on Easter. I've done them for a lot of other stuff, but I will not do a bit on Easter because Easter is the most sacred of all holidays if you believe in God and Jesus. So,
hey, if you notice, my Easter report was on Easter candy.
There you go. You can't get more wholesome than that.
That was our last one.
That... Richie Cunningham loved Easter candy. That's how American that was. So, anyhow, everybody, have a good night. We already said good night. All right. See you guys. Bye.
Yeah. Good night, assholes.
Oh, no. Looks like the show's over, kids. Mark has explosive diarrhea and can't afford a wireless mic. Fear not, assholes. They'll be back invading your ear holes soon.